Morning, everyone. So before I start, I would like to ask you all to pray for the pastors this week as we go to a five-day retreat. How good is that? We go on the retreat, Pastor Sam, Pastor Irene, Pastor Luke, and Pastor Shosho, and we'll get to hang out, we'll get to evaluate each other. No, we'll be encouraging one another, planning things for the church. So pray for us and also pray for our families too. So, because we'll be off doing our retreat, but our spouses and our kids will be home by themselves. And so November will be our church's missions month, when our missionaries will be sharing with us about their work. There will also be a fundraising walk for Sri Lanka. And as we study the book of Acts, we must not forget that the church is the result of God's mission, and at the same time, the participant in God's mission. Missionaries leave their homes, their home cultures, their comfort zones, and go wherever God calls them to. When I think of them, I imagine them to be kind of like astronauts. They are called to a mission. They venture out to the unknown and beyond. They require constant support and communication with their home base on Earth. Missionaries are sent to the forefront, while the whole church is commissioned by Jesus Christ to go and make disciples of all nations. So all of us who belong to the local church must support our missionaries, not just with funding, but also with our encouragement and prayer. So let us look forward to remembering their work in November, in Missions Month. And the book of Acts is the missionary handbook. Its full title, it's the Acts of the Apostles. In Luke chapter 6, Jesus called his 12 disciples apostles. Can we put the slides on? The word apostle means one who is sent. Jesus kept the 12 apostles close to himself during his ministry, but they are to be the ones who are sent. These apostles would later become the leaders of the church, but their titles in the church remained apostles, which are people who are sent. And later in Luke chapter 10, Jesus sent the 72, two by two, to proclaim the gospel. So right from the beginning, the DNA of the church is to be sent, to go and make disciples of all nations. And then there's Paul. We can safely call Paul the first overseas missionary. Born in Tarsus of modern-day Turkey, brought up and educated in Jerusalem by the best teachers of his day, God caused Paul to be an apostle to the Gentiles, and he would spend the rest of his life as a missionary. Today's passage continues where we left off last week. In Acts chapter 16 to 18, records Paul's second missionary journey, and I would like to show a map of it. But let me see if we can fix this. Is it coming on? No? Yeah, all right. Yeah, a map. So here's the map of his second journey. This journey did not start well. In Antioch, Paul and Barnabas agreed to disagree regarding John Mark and went their separate ways. Paul then went to Derbe and then to Lystra, where Timothy joined them. He continued to go from town to town. The team then went to Asia. Not Asia, the continent today, but Asia, the province of the Roman Empire, which is modern-day West Turkey. Scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit would not let Paul preach there in Asia. Then how about going north to Bithynia? Nope, the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to go north, up. So then one night, Paul received a vision to leave for Macedonia. It is interesting to note that from verse 10 onwards in chapter 16, the narrative is written in the first person, we, instead of they. So we know from this that Luke, the author himself, joined the group of missionaries. And in chapter 16, verses 11 and 12, we learn that they sailed from Troas to Philippi. And this city is where our story happens today. Today we will learn what happens when the four missionaries, Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Luke, brought the gospel to Philippi. And we will learn the four ways that the gospel works in the world of unbelief. Let us pray before we begin. Heavenly Father, you are the God on mission. You sent your Son Jesus Christ to rescue all of creation, and you have rescued all of us gathered here today. You sent your Holy Spirit to come among us. By your word and your Holy Spirit, make us a people of the gospel and bearers of the good news. Send us, God, among the nations, whether it be on a foreign land overseas and abroad, or here locally, where we live and work with our neighbors of any culture and faith. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So the missionary team in today's scripture consists of Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Luke. They make up a missionary quartet, trying to be cute. What we will read from our scripture today are four ways that the gospel worked through these four missionaries. There are four episodes in Philippi that are recounted in chapter 16. There's the conversion of Lydia and the confrontation of a slave girl, the consolation of the jailer, and the confounding of the magistrates. The four cons of the gospel, if you will, these are the four ways that the gospel works. So wherever Paul goes, the first place he looks for is the Jewish synagogue. And on the Sabbath day, he would expect to find people gathered there. Paul recognizes that the best place to begin a missionary effort is to begin with the people and the culture whom he knew and belonged. Here in Philippi, they were also looking for the place of prayer, but instead they found some women gathered by the river. So they sat down with them and began to chat with them. And among them was Lydia, a dealer of purple cloth. Purple cloth was a specialty in Philippi at the time. So we can understand this to refer Lydia as someone who's quite well off. We also learn that she was a worshiper of God, or a God-fearer.